This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. KJRadio.com. This is the show where we hold no punches. We don't pull punches. If you're a fighter, you know what it means to pull a punch? I mean, when you pop your punch out there, pop, then you bring it back, and all you do is end up doing what we call a love tap. Meaning, I could have knocked you out, but I didn't. I wanted you to hold your hands up. You dropped them down, so boom, I gave you a love tap. I do it to my son. I did it to my three older men who are grown, but my 10-year-old, I'll tell him, hand up, keep your hand up, keep your elbows tucked, keep your elbows tucked. And as I'm training him, I'll say it four or five times, and you know what he says to me? He says, Dad, I'm doing it, I'm doing it. You know what I do then? I don't say anything else. I just start hitting him, and I kick him with love taps. Just hard enough for him to go, ooh. And I go, you sure you got that elbow tucked? You sure you got those hands up? Love taps. So when I'm hitting you, when I'm abusing you on this program, you may think, Kevin, you're being mean. But no, I'm just tapping you with love. Because if I want to knock you out, I could knock you stone the flinking out, okay? That's how good I am at this. Because you know why? I finally stopped paying attention to this education that everybody wanted to give me about my life as a young black man growing up. Be militant and be mad at the white man, because I was noticing things. I learned how to observe early on. And I avoided the pitfalls. And I wrote my first book about how to avoid those pitfalls, how I avoided them, and how you too can avoid them as well. Now, your education system trained you differently. I promise you it did. And as much as I can sit here and talk about those differences, you already know them. I don't need to tell you, growing up black in America is very different than your sensibilities and what you've been taught in your sensibilities, particularly if you're not black. And I will tell you, growing up rich versus poor in America, you learn something very different, and I happen to have grown up both ways. I watched rich people. And I mentioned I'm observant, right? Exactly. If you were observant, you would have known that, and I wouldn't have to say it twice. But I mentioned I'm observant, and I watched how the wealthy lived, and I watched how we lived, and I could correlate the two, and I watched how people treated us when they thought we were wealthy, because we could live like these wealthy people. We were the people that did the work for them. So all those observations came to be, and you know what it taught me? From the very early point of my existence, where I became in tune with my reality, I knew I wasn't one of them. And I'm not talking rich. I'm not talking white. I knew I wasn't a leftist. I knew I wasn't a crybaby whiner who looked for every excuse to blame somebody else for what was going on in their lives. That wasn't me. So I want to impart some knowledge, if I can, if I may, if you shall allow me. You will allow me. Is it shall or will? Shall I will. Shall I will. One time when I was in school, went to school with a lot of Mexican guys, and the teacher says to one of my Mexican buddies in class, he says, Enrique, so how do you conjugate future tense? He goes, shall I will. And she goes, what? He says, shall I will. And so we all knew what he was saying. So we said, shall or will. And she goes, oh, okay. Shall I will. Hey, he knew it. I give him credit. This dude Mexican was paying attention. He like, they're not going to mess with me with my language, ese. They're going to know I'm from America. Shall I will. I shall shoot you, man. I shall cut you up. Oh, man, I'm so glad you guys are here. You do make this so much fun, you know? And I will tell you, folks, we are going to be adjusting the format a little bit, because I'm going to, at some point in the very near future, we're going to bring in the posse. I love riffing with people. And the way we're set up, you can't hear producers. You can't hear. I mean, we're just not set up the way we want to be. And it isn't that we're running some rinky-dink deal. It's not that at all. It's just that you've got, you know, signals going to a relay to a radio station, uplink to a satellite, this, that, and the other, and then I've got, you know, a couple of people that hang out with me. But it isn't what I want. But it's still fun. And at least we try to make it fun. And I have a lot of conversations, you know, with myself and with the people that are around me that I'm watching as they do that what they do. And sometimes they make noise and all that. But, you know, we're not trying to be all, like, sadiddy with our radio show. At the appropriate time, we will be. Oh, my goodness, so much to talk about. So Donald Trump's first 100 days has ended. And it ended, in my opinion, with a glorious celebration, a fireworks celebration that is a tribute to everything. And we're going to talk about that a little more. We've been talking about the lead up to it, which is good, right? But I say it's good. It's good for us. Now, the left is spinning in a different way because they have to. And I find it funny to listen to Donald Trump wasn't successful. This didn't pass. He didn't get that. And this hasn't happened. Yeah, I know. It's been 100 days. Jeez. You know, it's amazing what he hasn't been able to do in 100 days when you look at all the things that Barack Obama couldn't accomplish in 8 years. And what he did accomplish, you know what? The left secretly want undone. They do. Barack Obama, he got Obamacare in. You know the first thing the Democrats did? They said, well, let's get rid of the medical device part of that. Because he was charging for medical devices. He charged those companies a percentage for your pacemaker, for your prosthetic leg, you know, for your bionic eyeball. He wanted a cut. And he was charging these companies that are out there trying to save lives and make life better for people. Barack Obama's charging them money. Can you believe that?
So the Democrats, well, the first thing we need to do is we need to get rid of the medical device tax. That's just not good.
And there were a host of other things. Truth be told, if the left were going to tell you the truth about what's Obamacare, they would practically to a person say, you know what? Honestly, it didn't work. It didn't work. It had good ideas. We want to make sure people can take their pre-existing conditions. Everybody has a pre-existing condition. Do you have psoriasis? It is a pre-existing condition. It's not one that's going to break the bank of an insurance company. So when they talk about pre-existing conditions, they're talking about catastrophic stuff, pre-existing cancer, pre-existing things that are that potentially could cost lots of money. Okay, I get it. So we take a look at those. We set up a pool for that and make sure that's carried for anybody. But everything else, let the regular health system take care of it. We could do things a lot better. And of course, we already know about lines of demarcation, transferring across state lines, things like that. So look, a lot of stuff coming up. Trump's tax plan as well. Gay activism. We got it all today because we always do. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Radio show.
Tough talk by Chuck Schumer and the Democrats. Tough talk. Donald Trump thinks he's going to get his budget. Donald Trump isn't going to be able to do this or that. We are the minority in the Senate and the minority in the House, and we are going to make sure nothing happens. The way the Democrats talk, man, wow. You think these guys are 800-pound gorillas. The Congress, they bought themselves a little time, bought a week, funding their bill in the final hours to give a, to keep the government running. I love that. We're going to keep it running. Not a permanent fix by any means. Basically, Congress put a Band-Aid on their boo-boo and with a resolution that passed 382-30. 30 people said, no, I ain't going to do it. You need to fund the government. I don't know who these 30 people were, and I don't know what they were thinking, but that's what I speculate. But 382 people said, let's go for it. Now they got a week, less than a week now, to iron out all the kinks, figure out how they're going to fund the rest of the fiscal year, which is September 30th. As a former government contractor, I can tell you the craziness that goes on in September, August, September, it would blow your mind. It really will. Anyway, the final budget is going to be like eating crow the size of a quarter horse when the Democrats finally get to it, because Donald Trump is not going to blink. I'll get more into that in a second. The Hill said this.
The legislation should pass today. This was last week. And it will carry us through next week so that a partisan final agreement can be reached so that members will have time to review the legislation before we take it up, says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Republican lawmakers have downplayed the chances of a shutdown as the Trump administration has struggled to score major legislative victories despite winning the first unified GOP government in a decade. Now, let me tell you something. The reason why the good Lord saw it within his wisdom to give the entire government to the GOP, something that hasn't been done in a long time, is because he wants stuff to get done. The good Lord has said, it's time for this nonsense to end. And let me tell you, he couldn't have put a better person to end it. I know people are looking for Moses. Moses is gone. Moses ain't coming back. The best we got is Trump. And I realize he may not be quite as pious as Moses, but he is the best guy for the job. I argue with you this, and we can debate this. Who do you like better? Would you like Rand Paul doing it? Ted Cruz. I like them both. I know both those guys personally. Would you like either one of those guys negotiating this? Or do you want a guy that can look you in the eye and go, it ain't going to happen? And he's willing to take the licks. That's the other thing. Hey, if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. 844-551-8255. Kevin Jackson shows what you're listening to. The Senate's low drama vote came after Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer blocked the deal on passing the stopgap measure over concerns about the remaining hurdles in the larger deal. But Schumer signaled on Friday morning that Democrats were willing to back a one-week stopgap and try to lock down an agreement. So I'm going to explain what's going on here. Actually, before I do that, let me do this, because there was what Schumer said. He says, we're willing to extend things for a little bit in hope that progress can be made, continue to be made, is what he told the reporters. Negotiators are still ironing out a final agreement, even as lawmakers prepare to leave Washington until early next week. Well, let me tell you what's about to happen, folks. You're about to see a negotiator get to do what he likes to do. You can bet that Donald Trump is looking at all angles of these final budget numbers, and he's going to put pressure in areas that the Democrats have never felt it. He's got the brightest, I want you to think MIT of government, okay? Donald Trump has the best minds looking at every nickel that's being spent. He is looking at leverage points on Schumer in New York. He's looking at leverage points on these big name Democrats, and he's going to say, I tell you what, here's what we're going to do. We're going to be redirecting cash flow from Lockheed, and I don't know where stuff is, but you get what I'm saying. Chuck Schumer, whatever you've got that you've been bringing home the pork to New York, that's what's going to be at play in my budget. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start doing things and pulling levers that's going to make you guys have to at least give me the budget that I'm looking for, and we're going to get bipartisan support. And why do I think Donald Trump is doing this? Kevin, how do you know? You're not an insider. I'm closer than most of you. But I'll tell you why I know. Because that's what I do. And Donald Trump's a smart guy. Donald Trump has already proven he knows how to leverage these major corporations when the government is doing business with them. Why do you think he can't do that with a senator? Do you think that Donald Trump is above not working with a large corporation in somebody's neck of the woods and saying, I tell you what I'm going to need you to do. You're going to need to call Chuck Schumer and tell him that you may be leaving his district if this thing doesn't happen. I want you to consider the possibilities of everything that's happening here. I want you to think of where Ford builds its plants. As you're considering everything I'm talking about, I want you to think about this from the standpoint of big manufacturers build in big cities. They build where the votes count. I want you to think about what these guys can do when they start making phone calls and saying, you know what? I don't like the way you're handling things with the president. You think your senator
is a big deal, and they are. But big business is a big deal. And big business with the support of the president, that supersedes any senator. Of course, it always does if it involves the president. But I'm saying that capitalist is no longer afraid to make that phone call. And if Donald Trump says, I tell you what I'll do, there's a plant that was scuttled in Texas. You move there, we'll get you some incentives. I'll work with the senators from Texas. We'll get you some incentives, and you start transitioning out, and you let them know that you're going to be pulling 30,000 employees out of their neck of the woods. I want you guys to understand, you're not talking about some. This is a guy that lives for this. I can only imagine Donald Trump has a big map of the United States with all the big corporations on it, and it's a 3D box. And he's got all the ones that have big fat cat government contracts. He knows the senators and the congressmen involved. I can just see this big model sitting in front of Trump's desk and him saying, okay, let's go to work. And everybody's looking at we call them the interdependencies of this decision. What does this decision, what's the ripple effect of this decision? This is the type of thinking that I promise you Schumer, Pelosi, none of them have ever dealt with. Because they've always dealt with weak-kneed sissies that are ready to capitulate at any moment, at a moment's notice.
Well, we got to compromise, and we got to do this or that.
I predict Donald Trump is going to give them the blues. He's already talking about, they want me to concede on Obamacare. It's not going to happen. He want me to concede on Puerto Rico. I'm not giving any money to Puerto Rico. And then the left, they crap the stopgap budget. Why? Because it implies that they really want to work with Donald Trump. They're offering this small little olive branch. They're being magnanimous. They don't control the House or the Senate, but they're magnanimous. So if there's a shutdown, they're going to blame the Republicans. Trust me, people.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We've talked about this lady that I'm about to talk about now before, and she was featured during the Women's March on Washington, what I call the Vagina Head March. And like most of these women, are radical, but this one holds a distinction because she's a murderer. Yeah, she's a murderer. She tortured a dude and killed him. Convicted felon. Her name is Donna Hylton. And it's spelled H-Y-L-T-O-N, so not to be confused with the Hylton family fortune. And Donna Hylton happens to be a black woman. She, at one point, I mean, when she was young, she was a very attractive lady. She really was. I mean, you could see, but radical. I mean, you could see this, like, why a person might be beguiled by her. But yes, she's a murderer, and she spoke, get this, on a civil rights panel at one of these liberal arts colleges earlier this month, and didn't even mention that she, along with a few other people that were part of her clan, kidnapped a guy. They forcibly sodomized him with a steel pipe, and they tortured him to death. Now, you would think, what had he done to them? Nothing. They did it for fun. It would be like, you know how they talk about these serial killers that go out and they kill animals and they torture them and, like, they put the cat in the microwave and, you know, before, but, yeah, I mean, just crazy stuff. Stuff I don't even want to say because I don't want you thinking about the nuttiness of leftism because I can get you so close that you might get sucked into the vortex and I wouldn't want that to happen. But anyway, this is where it gets interesting. You know, even more interesting, because Lord knows I'm trying to put the spin on it. There's no spin to put on this. This is just what it is. So a student at this event asked Hylton about her heinous crime. And a second panelist loudly berates the student for having embarrassed Hylton. Asking her about her past and saying, look, you're on a civil rights panel. And you are a person who has taken the civil rights away from somebody by torturing them, shoving a steel pipe up their behind, and sodomizing them, and then killing them. And you're here to talk about civil rights. Now, look, I'm not trying to say, folks, people cannot be redeemed. But I'm telling you, the left love these criminals. They love these so-called success stories. They can't just... If you don't have a turnaround story, you're nobody to them. If you live your life by the book and you don't have anything to report, then who are you? It's like I said of the conservative movement, and it's a little bit the same on our side. Everybody asks me, Kevin, so when did you become a Republican?
when did you become a conservative? And I go, what do you mean, when did I become? I was born this way. Sorry, baby, I was born this way. I was born a conservative. You know why? Because by the time I could make a formative thought, I'd already observed my world. And I went, I don't like the world where people treat me like, oh, you little victim. No, get away from me. I can do it on my own. I was a little kid who fell down trying to walk, and they came, oh, we'll get him. And I was like pushing him away. Get away. I can get up. I mean, I have to believe this. I don't have a come to Jesus story about conservatism. I'm sorry to tell you. But you know what? I think it's better that I don't have that story. I love the people who go, man, I was a hardcore Democrat, Kevin. And because I'm like, really? Explain your mentality to me. Explain how you could be so blinded and then finally get it. I'm curious about the crossover, but let me tell you something. I already know how silly it is on the left. I didn't have to experience it in order to go. You know, let me put it another way. You don't have to make me a crackhead going out begging for dollars and potentially selling my body on the street for some drugs for me to go, I don't want that. So why would I have ever been a Democrat? Are you kidding me? And for those of you who have converted, congratulations. And don't get mad at my tough love. But I'm just telling you, I knew it from the time I was 4 years old. Well, 5 years. Actually, the actual time that I can formatively remember going, I think like that, was I was 8 or 9 years old. And I went, I don't think like these people my grandparents watch. I think like Reagan. And I tell that story, you know, quite often. So I don't have a redemption story like this. You know, this is who I am. And again, I think it's important to highlight these people. I've got an event with a young lady. She's coming in from Atlanta. And we're doing this white tablecloth event put on by a wealthy man here in St. Louis. And we're going to be talking to educators, people who run schools. And I'm talking about very well-heeled white folks coming there who believe that they need to be helping black people the way Democrats do. And the man who's putting this together says, Kevin, I want you and the girl's name is Lucretia to come in and talk to these people tough talk. So I'm doing an event where I'm going to be talking to these folks going, look, you're not doing us any favors, black folks. They're taking these young black kids, they're putting them in these amazing schools, and then they're saying, oh, well, Leroy's got a behavior problem, but we understand because of the way he grew up. It's not the school's job to capitulate to Leroy. It's Leroy's job to learn how to be a good citizen, and he's in an environment where he gets to witness it and change his life. They're doing it the opposite way. So anyway, that's the type of thing that we try to get involved in because I think it's very important. And here's this school, this college, that's letting a convicted felon be part of a civil rights panel. And when questioned about it, about her background, people jump the guy. So the panel titled Ella Baker Day occurred at Manhattanville College. It's a swanky suburb of New York City. A single year of tuition, fees, room, and board in Manhattanville costs $56,000+. The Ella Baker Day panel was civil rights of prisoners, the rights of prisoners. And Hilton, who had spoken for about 30 minutes about the physical aspects of jail and about her complaints as a prisoner. Now, as I said, deservedly so. She went to prison because she committed a heinous crime, killed a man with a group of people for no reason. No reason at all. Just, you know, he was a target. By the way, white dude. And so she's at this college talking about her problems as a prisoner. The system did this to me. So anyway, she mentioned graphic stories. This is a student telling this, sir. He says, if you were not crying by the time she was done speaking, there was something wrong with you. She, you know, telling you just the perils of. And by the way, if a person's in prison, they still have rights. I get it. She's saying, you know, it's horrible in there. I'm sure it is. And we should be addressing that. But let me tell you something. What she did to this man was pretty horrible, too. And he didn't do anything to her. Anyway, her basic theme was, according to the student, I am an innocent victim, and it's because of how awful Donald Trump is. And if that theme seems eerily similar to everything that the left does, it's because that's it's all Donald Trump's fault. Global warming is Donald Trump's fault, even though it doesn't exist, by the way. And if there were global cooling, too, that would be Donald Trump's fault. If it were everything's good, then no, it would not be Donald Trump's fault. And everything good in the climate. Look, it doesn't matter what's happening. The foreign policy of America that we currently, that Donald Trump inherited, that was Donald Trump's fault. The bad economy that Donald Trump inherited, that was Donald Trump's fault. What did Donald Trump dare interrupt Hillary Clinton in her ascension to the throne? That is Donald Trump's fault. Poverty in America is Donald Trump's fault. The fact that there are people starving in India is Donald Trump. You get the picture. You get the picture. Okay. Somebody wait. Somebody fan me, please, in the church. Started preaching a little bit. But it's all Trump's fault. And this lady in prison essentially was saying how awful Donald Trump was while he has no bearing. Because let me explain, folks. I want you, what I'm talking about here is transference. Donald Trump has no bearing on her life whatsoever. None. Not a nickel's worth of time has been spent by Donald Trump in this woman's life. If you mention him, I don't know her. Why would I know her? That's what Donald Trump would say. But she's now fixated on him. Why? Because that's the narrative of the left. Everybody's problem must become Donald Trump's problem. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because you have to know how to thwart this. You have to know how to say, so please explain to me how you killing a man, sodomizing him with a steel pipe, torturing him before you kill him, then going to prison, and where Donald Trump wasn't, was Donald Trump the warden? Was he any of the guards? Was he any of the inmates? The answer is no. So please explain to me, you knucklehead nincompoop, exactly how it would be Donald Trump's fault. Because from the way I see it, you could have avoided this very bad situation called prison had you not sodomized the dude with a steel pipe and killed him eventually. I'm listening. Yeah, they don't have anything to say then. It's all about, they forget about accountability. They forget about what caused, the cause and effect of things, because that's how leftists work.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Into identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I wrote a book called Race Pimping. You can get it at racepimping.com. And whether you get the book or not, I talk about aspects of the book all the time. Because what's happening is you are being race pimped, and I'm trying to stop the money flow out of your pocket. I really am. I'm trying to stop you from getting pimped. From you, you are working a street corner. Whether you know it or not, you're not a call girl. I want to be very clear. You are a crackhead being pimped. And the drug is being delivered to you in all kinds of very creative, clever ways. It's not only being delivered to you, it is being delivered to your children. Because once you get off the corner, you go home to breastfeed, and your children suckle, and they get the same drug. That's right. And sometimes you give them the drug. You send them to college, for example. You go,
oh, college is so wonderful. I've got to send my children to this school because they're going to get some education.
And you send your kids into the lion's den. You send them to the pedophiles, to the most debaucherous, lecherous people on the planet. Why? Because they call themselves professors. And you send them to these, quote, institutions of higher learning because you believe, well, they're going to get enlightened. There are going to be all kinds of sessions and things that are going to expand their minds. And I believe it was Descartes that said, the mind, once expanded, never regains its original shape. Well, the mind, once corrupted, never regains its pristine condition either. I mean, there are things that, let me put it to you this way. Are there things that you don't want your children to see until they're like of an appropriate age? Of course there are. And this is why you don't want to expose your children to certain things. You'll say, oh, that's a crazy clown on TV. Oh, he's eating up people's eyeballs. Just get that away. And you'll deflect. Or maybe you're watching a movie and the scene's a little steamy and your five-year-old walks in and you're like, hey, listen, now, what about those tennis shoes you got on? You'll deflect, right? You don't want your children to see things because you know they're going to get to it eventually. And then there are some things you don't want your children or adults to see at all. I'll give you an example. A stoning. You don't want to see a stoning. I've watched them, and you think to yourself, I can never get that mental picture out of my head. You don't want to see a beheading. It's just something you can't get out of your head. You don't want to see a lot of things that the left condones, and I'm just using Islam as an example. You don't want to see somebody put in a cage and burn to death. Okay? But the left are okay with this. The left are okay with exposing your kids to the nonsense of life and trying to justify, trying to rationalize it. And you send your kids into these dens of iniquity. Oh, I'm about to preach. And we shouldn't. We have to step back and evaluate where these lessons come from, folks. These are not the lessons of life that you thought you were. Let me put it to you this way. When I think of college, when I was getting ready to go to college, and of course my grandparents, nobody had ever been to college in my family except one person, my older brother. So, well, I shouldn't say that. My cousin was in college as well. But I'm saying the first person to graduate from college was my older brother. Okay, there you have it. I've exposed myself. So, you know, but when I was going to college, my grandparents didn't have a frame of reference. My grandmother graduated high school. My grandfather was in the sixth grade. Left school in the sixth grade. So they had no frame of reference. When they sent me to college and I was going for a technical degree, they go, okay, he's going to be an electrical engineer. Go forth and conquer, young smart kid. That, you know, we had very little to do with because I had already eclipsed their level of education by the time I was in the third grade. I'm being honest with you. If my grandmother alive, she would say Kevin was probably smarter than I was book sense. In the third grade, I just was a bright kid. So anyway, I go to college. I'm in a technical degree. I don't know what college. I didn't even get the college experiences the way the people that were in all the other schools were, the humanities and Meadows School of the Arts and all this. I took my classes. I didn't even understand the indoctrination of why I was taking these stupid Renaissance and this, that, and lit and blah, 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 and art. Because it was an impediment to me getting to my real degree. I hated those classes. I only wanted to do engineering, science, and math. And that's what, for the most part, that's what I concentrated on. So I didn't get that quite the indoctrination. But after getting out and seeing what everybody else is beginning to think and feel, I get it now. And you should get it. If you're going to get an engineering degree, go get an engineering degree and leave all the other crap alone. And as I've said to you guys before, I don't want to pay for that. There should be some sort of a law that says, if I want to be an engineer, you give me an engineer curriculum and that's it. But no, they want to round you out, is what they say in college. So the Ella Baker Day panel focused on the rights of prisoners at this stupid Manhattanville college in the swanky suburb of New York. And they have a woman who in 1985, along with three men and three other women, kidnapped a 62-year-old real estate broker by the name of Thomas Vigliarolo and held him for ransom before eventually killing him. Hilton and her comrades starved this man. They burned and tortured him. They forcibly sodomized him with a 3-foot steel pipe and eventually killed him. And she sits on a panel in college lamenting her time in prison. Now, I'll ask you, if your father or mother had been kidnapped and that happened to them, how much sympathy would you have for this chick? Because I can tell you how much I'd have. So, as was noted in a 1995 Psychology Today article, when asked about forcibly sodomizing the victim with a steel pole, one of Hilton's accomplices replied, "He was a homo anyway." I want you to understand the mentality of the people you're dealing with. When I talk about leftists, I'm telling you, when you get inside of their head, you are in a dark place. Now, here's what it also says. They squeezed the victim's testicles with a pair of pliers, beat him, and burned him. That's what New York City Detective William Sperling said. I couldn't believe this girl, who was so intelligent and nice-looking, could be so unemotional about what she was telling me that she and her friends had done. Hilton reportedly delivered a ransom note to one of Vigliarolo's friends asking for more than $400,000, even though the sexually tortured man was already dead at this point. And her delivery of the note is what led to her arrest. Anyway, this is the person that a college decided they needed to let your kids speak to. So she's 52 now. She's a celebrity on the radical left because of her imprisonment. Her name was listed, as you guys know, on the Women's March on Washington alongside Planned Parenthood President Cecil Richards, radical feminist activist Gloria Steinem, filmmaker Michael Moore, and commentator Van Jones. Unbelievable. And despite speaking for, quarter of the 2 hours that she had about 30 minutes of time on this, she never disclosed her crime. And one of the students said, "I found it suspicious that she did not explain why she was incarcerated. My immediate thoughts were, well, people don't randomly end up in jail. There's a reason." She was pulling the audience's heartstrings in order for them to side with her, is what one of the students said. So the student did some on-the-spot internet research. Then during the Q&A period at the event, he asked Hilton a question. He says, "I was wondering why you did not speak about why you were incarcerated. It makes me question if you think you were incarcerated unjustifiably for murdering a gay man," the student said. And according to the student, Hilton responded by saying that she did not come to Manhattanville campus to discuss her crimes. She insisted that she was only there to talk about how she was sad that she had a bad time in prison. A second LA panelist, Shirley Lero, then loudly declared that the student was being disrespectful by inquiring about the murderer's crimes. She said, "I had embarrassed them," the student said. Now, she's the assistant professor of criminal justice at the Borough of Manhattan Community College, and her research focuses on deportation effects, including the impact of the fear resulting from the vulnerability of deportation. So the student elaborated on why she asked Hilton about her murderer's crimes. "I thought the students at the event weren't thinking critically," the student said. "They were just thinking about how social justice warriors think in that moment. They weren't thinking about why she got there." And the student finally ended this thing by saying, "I would love to hear the answer about why a murderer was on our campus." And you know what? That student will never get that answer. Because the left doesn't want these kids to know the answer. They want them to feel for the murderers and it completely ignore the victim. And in this case, the victim was a gay man.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.